And now,
Capital 263.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. My name is Dion, and this is Technology, a podcast about tech, nerdy stuff, and more nerdy stuff. Brought to you, of course, by the best and the only podcast network in the country, Capital 263. Free to say it, free to do it.
Of course, there's another one.
I'm not alone. The voice you just heard is the co-host of the show, a great friend of mine and a good man.
Yeah, good indeed. My name is Garrett Ndiamanwo. I know you're the only, I'm the only reason why you're listening to this.
I'm gonna just ignore that and say you should have gone with the name Hugo Manuel. It sounds more
Hugo
exotic.
Manuel.
I'm Hugo Manuel.
It never works that way. It's usually I'm Gary. I introduce myself as Gary most of the time. So yeah, most people actually know me as Gary.
And then if you had an alter ego, that alter ego would be called Hugo.
That would be interesting.
Yes. That would be a really good story for a comic. I was about to call you 14, shame. An average 17-year-old boy and his alter ego, Hugo.
Kind of reminds me of Moon Knight.
Moon Knight?
Yeah.
What's that?
Okay, basically, he's a guy who looks like Batman, has four personalities. Each personality has its own strength. So he's a superhero. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Marvel?
One alter ego, One alter ego is a billionaire. Sure. It actually works well. It really works well.
Yes, yes. Of course you'd say that because you're a Marvelite.
No. All right, look for it. There's a reason why it's one of the best comics that Marvel has been pushing out lately.
Is it a new one?
No, it's not really new. The guy's been there, but then he's just been low-key. And people have been crying that he gets a Netflix show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll be interested in seeing that. But people, of course, would say it's a Batman... You know,
people used to say that at first.
Yeah, but we're going to stick with comics and talk about the new Joker movie that's coming out. It's a standalone movie. And yeah, I don't want to say I'm excited because I'm not excited.
I'm not excited. I don't like DC comics. Yeah, a lot of people are going to be triggered.
Yep, he doesn't like DC. But don't worry, people. I like DC and I love DC and I'll always be here.
I appreciate some Marvel, DC dude. Movies that are good. But then,
I appreciated Logan and Deadpool.
But then the problem is...
What? What's the problem? What's the problem, Gary?
Jared Leto is terrible.
No, that's the beautiful part. Jared Leto is not going to be on this movie.
Live?
Yes, there will be no Jared Leto. There will be no Zack Snyder either.
Another Joker.
Guess who are the directors?
I don't know.
Martin Scorsese. And Todd Phillips. The guy who directed The Hangover.
That's interesting.
Those are the two directors.
That's a weird combination.
I know, very weird combination. I was also thinking the same thing. Like, but I have a really worrying concern that, what's his name? That Martin Scorsese might get burnt.
You know, like, what's weirder?
Mm-hmm.
The guys who directed the first Avengers movies are the guys, what's his name? I forgot his name. Are the guys that are directing Justice League.
Ah, yes. You're talking about Joss Whedon.
Yeah.
Joss Whedon hopefully will, I read an article and they said that hopefully he'll be able to remove all the fingerprints that Zack Snyder already put on Justice League.
Yeah, hopefully it works.
Mm. Did you know that the director for Wonder Woman was about to direct Thor 2? But because of quote-unquote creative differences, she left. And then Thor Dark World was released. Yeah, that's a very interesting story. And it just shows you how much directors make a difference. So... But I'm worried about what I'd call director burnout. Like when a good director tries a difficult project and they fail. Like what happened to Christopher Nolan.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Christopher Nolan's like past, his whole thing, his like discography.
Yeah.
Memento, Interstellar, Inception. He was doing
great movies.
The Dark Knight series. They were all great. And then he now on his name, Batman versus Superman. Even Man of Steel is not really his quality. So I worry that Martin Scorsese might have the same thing with this Joker movie.
I don't know, because the problem is that sometimes they take someone who's not really prepared for the job. But then, sometimes they take someone who's not really prepared for the job and force him into doing it. Same way that the director for Deadpool 2 left because of creative differences. So now we're getting the guy who directed John Wick 2.
It's not be interesting. It's definitely
going to work out because John Wick, Deadpool,
they have the same kind of feeling. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
I get what you're saying there.
Though Deadpool has a lot of humor,
a lot more humor.
Yeah,
The Fault in Our Stars. Do you know that movie?
Yeah.
Apparently, it's a comedy drama.
Oh, wow.
According to Google, yeah, I Googled it and it said it's a comedy drama. That movie is sad. People die
and
stuff.
It's sadistic. Maybe it's a sadistic. For it, if you have a sadistic sense of humor, maybe, yeah.
I guess, because, well,
like death.
It's cancer. It's about cancer for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
Yes, and the Batman movie. Do you want to talk about that or not?
No. I don't want to talk about DC. DC sucks. I hate it. It's not worth talking about. It's not worth my precious time.
I want to see how Ragnarok does. Let's see what happens.
Well, that's actually guaranteed to work out perfectly. Yeah. It's
anyways, guaranteed. Okay. Coming back in the country, some very, very interesting and maybe sad news have in Zimbabwe have come about that we've seen. So we will start with Kwese. Kwese TV.
Yeah, the license for Kwese TV was revoked. What were the specifics for? I forgot this actual specifics.
Okay, so to broadcast TV here in Zimbabwe, you need to have a license from BAS, the Broadcasting Association of Zimbabwe. They're the ones who give out licenses. And apparently, they were supposed to get a license from them. This is Kwese. And they did through someone called Dish, Dr. Dish. And interestingly enough, what happened was that, well, basically, Baz revoked the license because of some technicalities in the contract, in the sense that they said that they were going to give this service, but instead they gave Kwese.
They gave another.
And yeah.
So basically, they found loopholes in the
contract. Yeah, let's just say that.
Yeah, this is really sad. This is kind of a blow for those that had actually registered for Kwese. Since that's people right, yeah. were already buying decoders. And
yeah, they
everything.
Were going for $50 in town, I believe.
Yeah.
I was really, actually going to talk about that instead, but well.
People were already buying decoders and trying to get up membership and subscriptions and everything like that. Mm. And this is really bad. I wonder, is it going to be down forever? And are they going to reapply for a license?
It's a bit weird because there's a very odd relationship between the government and multi-choice. Not even Econet, multi-choice.
Oh.
They actually own part of it. Multi-choice Zimbabwe is partly owned by the government. So there's a slight conflict of interest that we
there's
might be seeing.
There's always conflict of interest.
Yeah, and then of course, like you said, there's Econet government battle going on.
Yeah, Econet versus the government.
It's weird.
Strive versus the government. So it's really complicated. There's a lot of bad blood here.
Yeah, it's stifling everything because, you know, if Kwese does manage to launch, the whole industry changes. Like, TV in Zimbabwe changes dramatically.
Yeah, the fact that it's already offering free sports for mobile and, yeah.
But no Premier League, unfortunately.
Because the thing is, as much as people might have said, DSTV, not a lot of people have premium subscriptions.
Yeah.
Not everyone is paying $90. I mean, the majority
of
people.
It's a very large amount of money.
The majority of people are around the 20, 40, $45 bracket there.
Yeah.
So then
compact plus compact.
Compact.
Compact, sorry.
Compact,
excuse me.
Yeah. So people are definitely gonna people are definitely gonna be interested. Like, I mean, the Kwese package is definitely gonna be more interesting to people. I mean, there was that other time. What was it? Was it Boss TV? Were you in Zimbabwe when the channel called Boss TV sort of came about? I don't know.
It
flopped. The problem with that, because it had a fan base. It had a growing base of people that were using it. But then the problem is that it had terrible channels.
Oh, yeah. No. In South Africa, it's the same. I remember there was Top TV.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember Top TV. Top TV was basically a competitor to SuperSport, but it was trying to look for that, I would say, black middle-class market that they don't really have the money for premium, but they'd want premium. And well, they only had MUTV, Manchester United TV, for the sports, basically. That was the only thing that was good. Everything else was just, well.
Yeah, this is what I'm, this is kind of what is happening. I think it's more of a business move between Kwese and Econet, because they both benefit at the end of the day. Like, I mean, you're going to be purchasing. If let's say the license is to come back, obviously I think it's going to work somehow. They're going to get a license.
Yeah.
You're going to be purchasing the subscriptions, bundles, whatever you're going to call them, through Ikenet. So Ikenet's benefits, whilst Kwese products and things are going to be sold through Ikenet, and Ikenet is already large.
Yeah, and it's Ikenet is getting bigger.
Yeah, it's already a large company in Zimbabwe that's very influential. So, yeah, it's really a great partnership. And if everything works out for them, I think we're going to see the competition for DSTV very soon.
That's right. But I also think Ikenet need competition as well. And we're hearing that Telecel are now finally getting into the stage of rolling out LTE. They will be doing this in September.
The thing is, they're finally rolling out LTE whilst other people are already rolling out 5G.
Yeah, 5G is becoming the new thing. And, well,
like, they're years behind. When did...
And, okay, the CEO of Telecel, Mrs. Vere, was saying that they were looking to start here in Harare, in Bulawayo, Gweru, and Mutare. Those are the four cities that they're starting in. And they'll look to get into the whole country. But it's a bit too late, isn't it?
It's honestly too late. I mean, all right, LTE came out it was available in other countries.
Early 2013. Yeah.
Then it came in Zimbabwe early 2014 or late 2013.
Yes. From, so it's a year.
From Ikenet. 2014, 2015, 2016. We're almost in 2018. And now they're saying they're finally making moves. And then they start questioning why.
We're not done there. They're also bringing out new 3G sites. They're upgrading their 3G as well. I don't know what that means because 3G is kind of outdated.
Yeah, 3G is outdated and slowly getting phased out. I mean, 2G is completely phased out. For example, in America, you know, when Nokia released, what's it called?
The new 3310?
3310. There were complications because it uses 2G. And
that's right, yes.
In America, they were saying that how can you sell this phone to us when 2G has been completely eradicated? Like, people don't even...
Do they have to put a 3G chip or something?
So, yeah, I mean, they were saying that they're going to give out, like, a slightly tweaked, modified version for the American market. What they do with most Chinese phones, whereby they adapt them for international carriers and American carriers.
Mm. They have different bands.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned. Well, not only that, Telecel have also introduced what they've called the Unlimited Night Data Bundle. I'm not sure if you heard about this.
I wonder who comes up with the names for these.
Yeah, they're so original though, you know, yeah? Unlimited Night Data Bundle.
Unlimited Night Data Bundle.
But at least it gets the message across. And basically what's happening is that for a dollar, $2 or $3, you can get unlimited internet from 11 p.m. to 5 a.m.
Why are they forcing people to stay up?
I guess they want, I don't know, I guess it's because, like, it's an opportunity.
This reminds me of that Ikenet thing, whereby you'd pay, like, a dollar, then you'd get, like, 2 or 3 gigs of data
at
which
night.
Which works from 9.
Ah, yes. I remember those, yeah, that was so silly.
It was really terrible because I still remember, I was writing my O-levels. Around that time,
yeah,
people would not be available all day long. Then, as soon as 9 o'clock,
online.
you start receiving messages on app and
crazy,
everything.
Yeah.
And
I don't know, maybe
see that start happening again.
The dollar bundle is for 2 nights. $2 is for 7.
Oh.
$3 is for 14.
Unlimited. This is actually quite a good deal.
Yeah, it's interesting because it gives Ikenet competition because Ikenet, for the same price, $2, you get a gig, 1 gigabyte of data, plus 1 gigabyte of Wi-Fi. I'll call it that, if that works. I mean,
I feel like Ikenet just tried to make additional profit from the whole Wi-Fi thing. Originally, it was just free. If you buy airtime, you just get Wi-Fi.
Yeah, that seems like the model that everyone else around the world uses, but Ikenet, I guess. I mean,
They just generally found a way to exploit it.
Yeah, they probably.
It's not like people out there actively seeking Ikenet hotspots. It's,
It's just an opportunity. Yeah, obviously you're in the right
there's a small
place,
population
right
that goes around hunting hot spots and stuff like that. But then it's not like every day people are actively seeking, every internet user is seeking that. So that,
for most people, it's just a convenience thing.
Yeah, it's really convenient. So, for example, so the time I was at Village, I ran out of airtime, then I just looked for an Econet hotspot, though I preferably use the Zol ones because they're better.
Yeah, Zol have much better hotspots, that's true.
Yeah, and they're everywhere.
Anyways, let us know what you think about the new bundles, if anyone's a Telecel user, first of all. If you use any of those bundles, then you just let us know. And yeah, well, that's Telecel. Hopefully they can compete and actually give Econet a run for their money.
Yeah. But I've always wondered, maybe one day we're going to see a company grow large enough to actually compete with Econet.
Yeah, let's hope so, because, well,
yeah, and speaking
they
of,
get complacent.
And speaking of Econet, all right, Econet recently announced that it was suspending all its virtual MasterCards from use. What was the, do you have the specifics on that?
What they said was, this was, I lost the page. Well, basically what they said was that this was in August, mid-August, so this month, a few weeks ago, where they said that they were going to discontinue it. And there was also with the same announcement when they said they were going to reduce the limits on transactions online. Well, transactions in general, to $100 a month, $50 a month, et cetera, so they haven't confirmed or denied whether they'll be bringing it back. All they've said is that it's gone for now.
Hopefully, I think it has to come back. You know, knowing Econet, they're probably going to bring it back and be like, you need to pay this certain amount to get it.
Oh, yeah, yes. I actually envision, like we just talked about the Wi-Fi thing. They could do that. And why can't they do that? There's no competition. Who else is offering virtual MasterCards?
Yeah, Econet.
Yeah, so...
And the other problem is that the other guys are not also taking advantage of this.
Yeah, because if Telecel just popped up and said, hey guys, we have a new card, everyone will be looking for a Telecel line. And they will get a lot of new customers very quickly.
But no, they're not like that.
Yeah, I mean, look, at least if they can capture this, you know, online savvy tech, you know, the people who listen to this podcast, and get them to, you know, get these Telecel or Telecash MasterCards, they could at least have a bunch of loyal users. I mean, a solid base to grow from. But we'll have to wait and see how things go.
Econet is going to botch this, I'm just saying.
You know, Econet is—it's usually very up and down with Econet. You never know what happens with them. I hope they bring it back because
we've seen them in the past make a move, then like retract, then make another move, then retract.
Yeah, that is—it's happened too often, to be honest.
Yeah, Econet is the type of company to do that. But hey, hopefully things work out. Do you have anything?
Hopefully things will work out. I think that's about it. Within the country, there hasn't been that much. I think most of the news today, I mean this week, this month actually, has been outside. And especially looking into
Wait, before
phones.
We start.
What?
All right, so I was reading an interesting article on... All right, so you heard about the full solar eclipse in America.
Yes, that was on Monday.
All right, so, you know, after several warnings, like people just warning people, do not please wear eye protection while staring.
Don't look at the sun directly, of course.
Blah, blah, yeah. Blah, blah. And guess what?
People looked at the sun
after
directly.
The solar eclipse, Google recorded a massive spike.
No, I saw that.
Question was, it my eyes hurt.
No, there was even I saw this graph of like a comparison of my eyes hurt and what was it? It was it was how to prepare for the solar eclipse and my eyes hurt. And then they were like my eyes were at the bottom and how to prepare for the solar eclipse right on top, and then after that on Monday just went and they just
like
changed
the pictures the threads and pictures of people with red eyes that were like internally bleeding. It was so funny.
Jeez. Oh,
it was so funny.
That was awful. That was a trigger warning for that, I swear.
And you know, like, it even happened to a celeb. He's a celeb.
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 A celebrity. Joey.
Joey Badass. You heard him.
Yes, I saw that. Like, he was like, oh, you know, you need to. What did he say?
His all right, so Joey so Badass was tweeting on Twitter saying, hey, black people have superior genes. Blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yes. Blah, blah,
blah. Wow. Our ancestors didn't need any sun protection.
Exactly. So why do I need sun protection? It's like, dude.
Then later that night, he canceled all his tours.
Yeah, I don't know. If you're a Joey Badass fan, I mean, I love his music, but that guy, my word, some of the things he does. Oh, no, no, no. The worst. I think the worst was, okay, so there was this meme. I should call it a meme. A meme going out warning people that preparing for the solar eclipse, don't have sunglasses. Well, guess what will help? Guess what will work for your eyes? Sunblock. That's right, sunscreen. So people were like, there was even a picture of a woman like literally putting sunscreen in her eye, but it wasn't getting in like an advert. And guess what?
Wow.
There were reports afterwards on the Tuesday that people were going to hospital because they had quote unquote sunscreen in their eyes. So yeah, people, please don't be naive and gullible. The internet has many lies. The internet is dark and has many lies.
Yeah, and I also have a tip for people out there. If you always wanted to make your computer faster, go and delete system file. System what?
System 32.
System 32, exactly.
It actually doesn't allow you to do that anymore.
Well, because
it was actually kind of viral.
You basically delete your own operating system. And
My favorite was, do you want to, the Apple change the date? Change the date thing where if you change the date, you'll get a retro style, and then people did it and it bricked their phones. Loved it. Absolutely loved it. Yeah. So then I think we are the guys who are supposed to tell people don't do that. So, yeah, so don't do that.
And what? Something interesting happened.
Android Oreo 8.0.
Exactly.
It's been confirmed that Android 8, we've been speaking about it in a few podcasts, will be actually called Android Oreo.
Yeah, it was kind of obvious.
I was hoping and praying it was actually going to be Orangina. That was actually
orange.
It's not really as sweet. It's more like drink, but then Orangina was like,
I thought people out there. Well, people thought that Android 7 was going to be Nutella.
Yeah, Nutella. I was also thinking about that, but well, nougat.
Yeah. All right, so we basically just went over some of the features, the basic features of
Android. Are there anything new?
No, there are always the basics. More optimization, better
faster,
speeds,
better
file
stronger.
Management. So, yeah, hopefully it's smaller than like the previous updates and has less issues and better optimization at launch than what Android 6 Marshmallow had.
Marshmallow.
Remember, when people got the Android 6 Marshmallow update, some of their phones wouldn't turn on.
Yeah,
some of their phones stopped charging.
Then they had the charging issues that you charge it for 5 minutes and it'll jump to 100%. Then you wouldn't be able to switch off at 20% or something like that.
Subando was having that problem.
Horrible.
It was funny.
I think my worst Marshmallow bug is the screen overlay one. Do you know about that one?
Screen overlay.
Yes. If you tried and changed the permission of an app, if you had an app that had a screen overlay on,
yeah,
it would not allow you to change the permission.
Oh, wow.
So if you installed a new app, like, I don't know, OneDrive or something that needed storage permissions, which is normal,
yeah,
it would literally say, nope, you can't do that. Please switch off everything. And you could get time, even if you switched off all the screen overlays and said off,
yeah,
it would still refuse, which was sad. So, yeah, that is another one thing. That
Zimbabwe, what does Zimbabwe have to do? I'm so used to blaming Zimbabwe.
that is so racist. That is so racist.
Yeah, and speaking of phones, the essential phone launched.
That's right, the essential phone
last week. And yeah, and people are very impressed because it basically delivers on some of the things it was supposed to deliver. And obviously, the software is still in optimization, and people are really. Yes. Really in love with the software experience.
Andy Rubin, the CEO of Essential, has said that the Essential phone will be having Android 8.0 as soon as they can. The optimization was also going to get it. So it's,
yeah, and it's still getting updates. I mean, when it launched, like the camera is still getting updates and features and stabilization and everything. But then the fact that people are really in love with the software experience of the phone. They're saying that it's basically, all right, it's almost perfectly stock Android, and it's great. Because you know how people usually blot out Android and put unnecessary stuff. Yeah, but then like they put stock Android, right? Then they put features that are actually nice, that people care about.
People care about, yes. An interesting trivia about the Essential phone is that the official name for it is the Essential PH1.
What?
Yes, the Essential PH1. Does that make any sense to you?
Essential water.
No, PH. It's just, that's... Okay. PH1, how do you spell one?
One.
How do you spell the number? Like the letter? The word one.
O-N-E.
PHONE.
Oh!
Essential phone. Yeah, that was actually very interesting.
Oh, wow.
No, I didn't get it either. So yeah, don't worry. Oh. It took someone actually spelling it out. I'm like, oh, PH1. So
that's interesting.
PH1. Yeah. It's a very nerdy thing to do.
And they have a very interesting setup when in their shops, the Essential whatever shops.
What does it look like?
Whereby they have the phone in the middle of a circle.
Hmm,
like sort of like a concave wall, but then they have the phone in the middle. It's really interesting.
Okay. Before we continue,
it's also modulars.
Yes.
They're going to launch some of the features lenses, like the 3D camera, blah, 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 later on. But yeah, so far the phone is out and people, yeah, I recommend it. No, not really recommend it. But then yeah, it's a good phone. I give it a thumbs up.
Yes. I'm looking forward to seeing how they develop. Back to the Android 8, sorry. There was a few things I wanted to go through. We've talked about the features and everything. But the question is, when will we get it? Like, when will the phones that we have get it? And yeah, would you have an idea? Of course, we know that Google and the Essential phone will be the Google phone. So the Nexuses and the Pixels, and of course the Essential phone will be getting it within the first 2 months.
I feel like when Google unveils the Pixel 2, it's going to come out somewhere there.
Yes. They did say it's going to come out at that time. So the Pixel 2 will come with Android,
obviously,
Oreo.
Yeah, it's obviously going to be the flagship that's there at the forefront with the operating system.
What about Samsung? A lot of Samsung owners right now will be listening, thinking, what about my phone? I have the S7.
The S6. They're going to get the updates.
Of course
obviously,
they will. But
at a later date. I think the only phone that's coming out with Android 8 is the Note.
The Note 8?
Yeah.
Are you sure is the Note 8 coming out with Android 8? Isn't it coming out with 7?
I don't know.
What I've been hearing is that the first phone that will come out with Android 8 out of the box is going to be the new LG V30. That'll be the first
V30.
Phone. Yes, because the V20 came out with the 7. It was the first one to come with the 7. Good chance that the V30 will do the same thing.
I don't know, but
Pixel comes out earlier.
If the Note 8 doesn't launch with 8, wait.
I think. Nope, it's coming out with 7.1.1.
Yeah.
I can confirm. It's coming on 7.1.1.
But it's obviously going to get an
update.
Yeah,
but I don't think it'll be early. I don't think it'll be early. Samsung never release early updates. Their updates usually take 5 or 6 months.
Yeah, they usually... No, but then when the phone is one of the main runner-ups, they tend to do that. Like, even how the Note 4 got Lollipop very early.
Oh, yes. You're right. Yes, I get
so
that.
So when the phone is one of those... What? Super dope Note series.
Flagship phone. Phablet.
I feel like Samsung puts more love into the Note series than they put the
S series. Mm-hmm. I agree with you because the Note has a lot of refinement. I mean, okay, let's just talk about the Note right now since it was released recently. There's a lot of refinement on this device. It's a great device. The screen is crisp. Bezels are gone. I hate bezels and they're gone.
Bigger, better, slimmer. And it has a headphone jack.
That is just, it feels like just a cherry on top. Like, we talked last week about, not last week, but in the previous episode about how the Pixel 2 won't have one. And we might see the end of it. But
yeah, even the Essential doesn't have a headphone jack.
Yeah, it doesn't.
But yeah, I really like the way that
Note 8 does.
That the guys at Samsung did. And it comes with a really good pair of earphones.
Does it? I have not.
I forgot the specific brand, but it's one of those enthusiast
They haven't gone for the generic white Samsung.
They went for an enthusiast grade earphones.
That's fantastic. I'll look forward to seeing more about that.
All right. So then, like, the phone is coming out with, well, it's basically new refined features, like what the Samsung. What do they call it?
What?
The eye recognition thing. Iris. Yeah, Iris, whatever.
I never take the Iris
scanner, they refined that. Fingerprint scanner at the back. A Joylens camera. And the best thing about this Joylens camera is it's the first Joylens camera with optical stabilization on both lenses. And even the iPhone
That is phenomenal.
So now they're making fun of Apple and showing pictures of...
I saw that.
pictures of the new...
Note 8
versus 7 Plus. The 7 Plus. And the
but
7
I think
Plus.
It'll be more fair to compare it with the new 8 Plus that's going to come out.
Yeah, and the 7 was really dominated. I really love that.
It's a great phone.
Yeah, it's a great phone. And
it's really hard to talk about because it's the same sort of improvements. They have the 3D touch going on for the home button. A lot of the features are very comparable to the S8 and even better than the S8 Plus, that is. Nothing innovative though. Nothing innovative. It's just a much better phone.
Yeah, and they did the thing whereby
there is one thing innovative. The price.
How much?
It's going for $930 retail.
It's kind of understandable.
It's quite expensive, isn't it?
No, but then with the Note series, it's kind of understandable.
Yeah. But why is that acceptable, understandable? But then when the new 8 Plus, which might be going for over $1,000, is not acceptable.
I don't know.
Because we're seeing an increase in the number of phones that are going for just below 1,000 or just above 1,000. And the question is, why? Why do we have phones going for these prices? A lot of analysts in Wall Street and the like were always saying that, companies should focus on making cheap phones, And Samsung are doing that right now, but
the thing is that expensive phones. Complications. The thing is that there are always complications, like the price of the material and all the innovative features you're putting in the phone itself, then the upgrades and everything. Then you have to sell the brand. I mean, like the brand name. Yeah, obviously,
it's always a very important part.
If you take something lame and you just put the brand Apple on it, it still becomes. People will still
great
buy it.
Device. Exactly.
People will still buy it if you put the name Apple on it. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. So we talked about, quote unquote cheap phones or should I say the budget phones? That's very offensive to say. The budget phones that have been talked about. And now we have a leaked list of phones that might have Android Oreo. Might not. We'll start with the Samsung phones. Yeah. Of course, we have the S8, Note 8, Galaxy S8 Plus, the S7s and the Edge versions. The A3, A5, A7, and A8 will all get Android Oreo. The C9 Pro, the J7 Prime, the J7 of 2016, the A9, A7, A5, and A8 of 2016 are all getting the Android 8.0 Oreo update.
That sucks.
But what's not getting, here's the interesting one. The phones that are not receiving or probably won't receive the J3 from this year, from last year rather, the J5 from last year.
There's a J3 from this year.
No, like, from last year.
Oh.
Last year. This is all last year's phone. J3, J5, 2016. The On 5 and On 8, I've never heard of these phones. The Note 5.
No.
The A8.
The Note 5.
Hear this. And hear this. The S6 and S6 Edge will not be getting Android 8.0.
Oh my.
Or S5 and Note 4, of course. That's big. It's really big.
The S6
and S6 Edge will not be getting them. Yeah.
Wow. That is really...
Yeah, that is
I
quite
feel like
big.
They put in Apple with this. You know, the same way that Apple is not giving the iOS...
iOS 11 was not... 5S, I believe.
Yeah, I was 11 to the 5.
To the 5, not the 5S. Was it? Yeah, the 5.
Well, I don't know. Maybe the 5. Yeah, it's the 5. So the 5 is completely gone now. I mean,
it's a good phone though.
When Apple loses, like, relinquishes support for its phone, it's dead. Yeah, they don't age well. It's pretty much dead.
Mm. Like the iPhone 4 is just, it's horrible.
And the 4S, once they lost support,
this most apps stop downloading and it's just, it's horrible. Looking at LG, well, the phones that are getting it, you know, it's the usual G5, G6, V30, V20, V10. The phones that are not getting it though, G4, G4 Beat, K8, K5, K3, G3, and G2.
Hmm.
We might have to be saying goodbye to these phones for good.
Wow. Oh my.
Huawei now, the phones that are getting it, the usual, the P10, Y7 Prime, the Y7, Y6, Y5, Honor 8 Plus, P10 Plus, Mate 9. But here are the phones that aren't getting
Honor 8 Plus. So the Honor 8 is not getting.
The Honor 8 is not. It's only the Honor 8 Pro. That's right. The Honor 8 might not be getting the update. The 5A, Honor 5A, the Honor 5C, the Y32, the Y52, Huawei Mate 8, Y6, and Honor 7.
Wait, so the Honor 8 might be.
Honor 8 is not.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I feel like
maybe Android 8 is gonna come with newer features that might.
Yeah, that might not be able to support.
Yeah, it might not need like new hardware.
Yeah, I think that might be the case because we've seen in the past, you know, with Android 7 and Android 6 that they optimized it in a way that even the older phones could actually use them better than they did the older software. But now Google seemed to be moving away from that model.
Yeah.
Okay, just going back, HTC. HTC will be releasing it for the U11, the U Ultra Play, the U Play, God, these names, the 10 Evo and the 10. But they won't be receiving people with the Desire 728, One E9S, Butterfly 3, A9, the HTC One M9, the HTC One M9 Plus, and the HTC One M8 and M8 Plus, M8S rather, will not be receiving 8.0. If you have a ZTE Blade V7 Lite, Axon Max, Prog S, Blade X9, Blade X5, Avid Plus, or Grand X3, you will not be receiving it either.
A lot of phones are not getting this update, and it's really sad.
It's scary, actually, yeah.
Yeah, but maybe in their case, well, they've been innovative and stuff. Who knows? We're just going to have to see how this works out.
Mm.
So people, this means that these people that are not getting updates, they're obviously going to have to, right, what?
Upgrade the phone or just
opt for
stick to, yeah,
those custom OSs.
That's right, the custom ROMs. They might, but we don't know if they support them. That's another thing. But here's another big phone that's not going to receive Android 8. The Xiaomi Redmi Note 3 will not be receiving Android 8.0. That is actually very surprising. I thought,
like,
they would.
Because the thing is, you're seeing these $300, $400 smartphones that are not getting updates.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Very odd, because
my phone right now is probably selling from anywhere from 60 to 70 or 80, if I'm lying.
God knows how much my phone's worth. I don't even want to know. But yeah, I mean, that's enough of the Android 8.0. But let us know, which phone do you have? Maybe we might find out if your phone will be getting the update or not. Yeah, but those are the phones that are getting. Those are the phones that are not. So yeah, scary. Scary stuff.
Yeah, it's really scary. And what's the other thing that's interesting that came out this week? Speaking of 8, Intel is rolling out its 8th generation processors.
Yes, the processor business.
Yeah, the Coffee Lakes.
Sorry, can we please? I hate these names. Coffee Lake, KB Lake, Sky Lake, Lake.
Hi. My mail.
Dude, it's just...
Shut up. All right. The fact that they still haven't rolled out Cannon Lake.
Are you serious? The next one's called Cannon Lake.
No, like, I know it's supposed, there was Kirby Lake, then there was Cannon Lake. Then we were also supposed to get, Coffee Lake. Then we got Kirby Lake X series. Yeah, it's sort of getting confusing.
It's very confusing.
Yeah, so then, like, Coffee Lakes are going to be using different motherboards. Talked about that.
Yes, we talked about that.
What's really interesting is that the thingy,
Okay, I think let's call them by the generation number. That'll be the best thing. The eighth generation is the latest one. Right. That has been released, right?
The top, right? The top Core i3 in the eighth generation, the 8350K.
8350K, that's right.
Has a performance, the leaked benchmarks have a performance that's not really, it doesn't really beat out the Core i7 per se, but then it actually sort of challenges the Core i7 7700K. Wow. And that is interesting because, you know, that is the ultimate Core i7 in that series.
So basically, it's actually like what we could just say it's the best desktop or just PC processor right now in the game. The Core i7 770K consumers for normal people.
Right, for normal people, yes.
It's the best they can get. And right now, a Core i3 is beating it out. The latest
not really beating it out, but competing with it. The fact that
it's competing with it. Yes.
All right. This is what's happening here is like what? It's like Toyota. No, let's take.
It's basically like Samsung's cheapest phone beating out the like they make a new pocket.
Right. Same way the J3 competes with like what?
The S6.
The S6 and every exactly. That's what's happening.
Actually the case in real life? Like, is the J3 actually competing with the S6?
Yeah, it's got really new features. It's got fingerprint scanners, always-on display.
The J3?
Yeah.
Not the... what about the J7? The J7 was...
Yeah, it's also... Like, the J series is really dope. J3 going up. J3, J4, J5, J6, J7.
Hmm.
Even the
A5. Some good phones.
Right, so the Core i3 scored 500 on single core, on multi core, whilst the Core i7 scored what? 1,980. Wait, it might seem like it's a large difference in everything, but then you compare like what some Core i5s that are in like the 400-300 range there, then like some other phones that are really, well, some other processors that are also really lower than that. Then you have.
So then it's a very big margin, basically.
The fact that it's pushing this hard against the 70s Energy 700K is really impressive.
Yeah, but I know I talked about this before, like.
And the single core performance, it's got a 490, almost a 500, whilst the what? Yeah, you know what? This is gonna be sort of a beat down, but yeah, it tried.
But I think that's what we want because I spoke about it earlier. How if AMD can like give really good competition, they will push Intel to do better and like bring out much better processors.
But then
doing that.
If with these specs, that means that this Core i3 is usually worth between $100
$150,
$160 there.
That's right. Yeah.
This means that this Core i3 is going to most definitely beat out Core i5s and Core i7s from like what? Yeah. Haswell, what? Sandy Bridge is in the dirt. Broadwell and everything. Those are the fourth, fifth, and sixth generations. It's definitely going to give them a run for their money.
Yeah, because what Intel were doing before is almost, we could say, monopoly-like kind of the way they did it. They'd make sure that their latest Core i3 was not able to compete with Core i5 from Haswell or Broadwell.
Exactly.
And now they have no choice but to make it competitive.
So now, but I wonder, I'm definitely AMD's out there going like, oh shit, what have we done?
No, I think they're all happy. I think AMD make great,
AMD
is affordable.
It's going to be rolling out its second wave of processors early next year.
Yeah, and hopefully that solicit another response from Intel.
And on the Vega side of things, AMD, well, they failed. It's an epic fail. It's not really an epic fail, but then the fact that their graphics cards really need super expensive power supplies, like 750 watt power supplies. That's
We just speak about this, and
so it's and the fact that the graphics card came out for $499, but now miners and Ethereum and Bitcoin is now going for $599.
Wow. Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's So it's now actually more expensive than certain Nvidia cards that were meant to compete with it. So Abana's right.
Hey, but look, at least the processor business is getting better, and so
business is booming.
Yeah,
for us. Well, yeah. So if you're like one of those guys that are in the market for a new PC and everything, this is really an interesting time. The fact that you're going to be getting things for cheaper prices is really great.
We strongly advise if you're going to buy a PC, now is the best time.
This is the time, so go and enjoy.
And someone else is going to face time for after being convicted and sentenced to 5 years on corruption charges. Guess who it is?
Who?
Samsung's heir. Lee Jae-yong, he was the head of the Samsung Group Empire. He was convicted in a South Korean court Friday on corruption allegations. That's from
Ars
Technica. Well, it's basically, okay, the accounts are perjury, embezzlement, and of hiding assets outside South Korea. And imagine, this literally came 2 days after they unveiled the Note 8. Wow, that was clever, because they literally took advantage of these guys. Samsung have a lot of attention on them. So now let's just arrest and, you know, do our court stuff on one of their big people. But what does this mean for Samsung? That was the main reason I wanted to talk about this. Like, what are the implications?
I don't know. In my defense, Apple is also corrupt.
In what way? Like, Apple are corrupt.
I mean, they're evil.
That's why we have take Google.
Rocket scientists to say Google. That. But then Apple covers up, so it's really pointless. But then they're evil. I'm just saying.
Yeah, there's a lot of dodgy things. We spoke about that, I think. You know, oh, my word. It feels like it was years ago.
That episode. Yeah.
So, yes. Wow. So, yes, that's the news. I forgot to do something important.
What?
I forgot to make an announcement.
What the announcement?
You know what? We'll do it. But, yes. We'll do it now, actually. Guys, unfortunately, due to circumstances that myself and Gary cannot change, the frequency of the podcast will have to change. We'll have to be recording every 2 weeks instead of every week as we usually do. And yes.
Yeah, because we are writing our final exams. Wish us luck. And yeah. So in the next 2.5 months.
Yeah.
It's not even two months anymore. It's like
September, October, November.
It's almost 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's 2 months and like, for me, it'll be like 1 week of November. I'm not sure about you. I'm not sure if you want to share this information with people.
I'm just saying for the next 2 months.
For the next 2 months, just bear with us. But then we'll still try and push to make sure the episodes come out in a timely fashion as usual. And yes. And when we do return, we might have some new things as well, because, well, it'll be full hands on deck on the podcast, and that means things will get better, bigger, and brighter.
Yeah.
And definitely sexier. So, yes.
This reminds me of that South Park movie that was titled Bigger, Longer, and Uncut.
Oh, yes. I heard about that one. Yeah. Movies. We talked a lot about movies today, funny enough.
So anyways, guys, give us your feedback. Talk to us on Facebook, Instagram,
of course.
WhatsApp, our WhatsApp group. Give us feedback. If you want the link for that, hit me up in my DMs. My name is Hugo the Slum God.
That's right. And yes, I'm on Twitter. That's I am Dion Spring. You can find me there. Give me a follow. You can DM me if you want. You can tweet at me. I'd love to hear from you. And podcast is also on Twitter as well, Technology FM. And it's also on Facebook if you use Facebook.
Yeah,
Technology
Facebook.
FM as well.
And
that's right. We're looking to get a subreddit. We're looking to get a subreddit for the podcast.
Definitely after exams, we're going to dig into it.
Yeah, we'll definitely look. But tell us, let us know. If you're a Redditor, let us know. I'm not going to tell you my username because I'm kind of anonymous. Yeah, but then, yeah, definitely let us know. And thank you, everyone, for listening wherever you are across the globe. Don't forget to check out other Capital 263 podcasts that are available. There's some fantastic shows on this network. And finally, the last thing I want to just talk about, guys, is I should do this at the beginning of the next podcast. But last thing, if you have an Android phone, I heavily, heavily suggest you use Castbox as your podcast catcher, podcast player. It's a great podcast catcher, and we'll be there. Just search for us. We're there. And yes. This is the part where I say goodbye. Bye, guys. And now. Capital 263.